It's late evening, sometime after the close of our last episode, when Perry Mason and Kate Beekman made a startling discovery. Now, as we're about to learn, Mr. Mason is on the point of making another discovery. For as the lawyer enters his apartment...
Perry.
Perry. You always sleep with the lights on?
Oh, no. I'm awake all the time. I just close my eyes a minute. Nah, you called it right. I was asleep. I was going to surprise you.
Well, you did.
Yeah, but not like this. I got some information.
So have I. You go ahead.
Well, I'll tell you the bad news first. Ruby phoned Baltimore. Ruby's the gal who used to know a guy in the stolen car racket.
Junior.
Yeah, Junior. Junior's left Baltimore. Ruby doesn't know where he's going. Pick up anything on him from that end?
No.
No. That's why I love the detective business. You work for a week and lose a week's sleep, and all you come up with is nothing. At least I'll catch up on my sleep anyway.
Oh, you will keep working.
With Ruby? I was going to concentrate on Tony Fascina. D.A. paid her a visit tonight.
Don't waste time on Fascina.
Perry. App's going to use her for a witness when he goes to trial.
If he does.
Okay, if. She's important.
Paul. App is a smart guy. Now, he's checked Fascina himself better than you can, because he's got a bigger organization.
So we just let her alone?
Sam Merriweather is checking her financial records against Weber's.
Samuel R.J. Merriweather? The industrialist?
The same. He's giving us a hand.
Well, well, well.
So you stick with Ruby.
Whatever you say. But look, we've got over a dozen leads scattered all over the country, and excuse me for blowing my own horn, Perry, but... It takes good men to track him down, and the supply is limited.
Not anymore. Mr. Apt is going to cooperate. He doesn't know that he is.
Hey, wait a minute, Perry. Did you say Apt is going to run down the lead?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Apt is going to help you tie up Weber to the stolen car racket?
Yes. Oh.
Perry, that's the one thing he won't do. He's got Kate Beekman under indictment. Now, why should he bring new issues into it? You asked him?
I did.
And he turned you down? Okay, I'll shut up. You say Mr. App's going to do our legwork for us. Why?
Well, because Don Halverson and Apt outsmarted themselves. They planted a policewoman in the cell next to Kate.
Figures. If they can fool Katie into thinking the policewoman is a fellow prisoner and friend, why then... Hey, wait a minute. You know she's a policewoman, and she's in the cell next to Katie now?
Right this minute. Della happened to see her. The name is Mary Moriarty. Della recognized her, so...
How are you going to work it?
I want a list of the top leads. Kate talks to her good friend and fellow prisoner. Kate will casually mention the names. The policewoman will feed them to Halverson and the DA, and they'll run a check on the names.
Mm-hmm.
And remember this, Paul. Once Apt gets a solid indication that Weber was part of a huge criminal syndicate, Apt will keep digging. If I told Apt, he'd think I was sending up a smokescreen, but...
Yeah, but coming from the policewoman, it's a real break, Perry.
Mm-hmm. So you stick with Ruby. Oh, I want that list of names tomorrow.
Okay, I'll meet you for lunch.
Breakfast. I have an early morning appointment with Mr. Merriweather.
Breakfast? Ruby works in a nightclub. I got a late date with her.
Just get her home in time to meet me for breakfast.
Meanwhile, many blocks away... As District Attorney Frederick Apt leaves the Graydon apartment building.
Mr. Apt.
Oh, Lieutenant Halverson. You've been waiting to see me?
Uh-huh. I'll give you a lift.
My car's down the block.
I'll walk along with you. You talked to Miss Fascina?
I was going to phone you in the morning and tell you.
Tell me now.
You're anxious, aren't you, Halverson?
Curious.
So was I. And I had a most interesting and reassuring interview with Miss Fascina. This should prove to be a valuable lesson to you, Halverson.
Yeah?
Yes, indeed. You shook my confidence for a moment.
What about Miss Fascina?
I'm coming to Miss Fascina. But first, I want to point this out to you. My car's across the street. As I was saying, you've got to have confidence. When you know you're right, you have to forge ahead. Now, you were in this from the first, so you were familiar with our case against Miss Beekman.
Uh-huh.
But for some reason, you began to have doubts, misgivings. You went so far as to suggest that I don't go to trial immediately. Here, stop here by my car. Now then, we were on solid ground, Halverson. But you began having doubts.
Mr. Rapp, the case against Kate Beekman is only as solid as Tony Fassina's testimony.
Which is solid as a rock. I spent the evening going over her story, and I know how to cross-examine a witness.
And her story checks?
In every detail. Miss Fassina is telling the truth. I'll go to trial right away.
Her lawyer will fight it.
He'll try, but he hasn't a leg to stand on.
No chance he can block you?
Not the slightest. This time I'm right, Halverson, and I won't be stopped. Nothing can keep that girl from going to trial for the premeditated slaying of Gordon Webber. Nothing. Well, I'll see you in my office tomorrow.
Afternoon?
Oh, in the morning. I have another appointment with Miss Fassina in the afternoon. You still worried, Lieutenant?
Worried?
About Perry Mason. I can see your face in the moonlight, and you look worried. Don't let Mason bother you for a minute. Nobody's going to keep that girl from trial. See you tomorrow, Halverson.
So Mr. Rapp could see I'm worried. Well, he's right. I'm worried because he's right. Mason can't stop him. All right, Halverson, what happens now? I've got Mary Moriarty planted in the cell next to Kate's. Maybe I can work something there. If I work with Mason... I guess Kate's asleep. Sleep tight, Katie. Don't be afraid. You've got friends. Me, Mary, Mason. Maybe your friends will get together. Yeah. I'll see Mason in the morning and have a little talk with him about you, Katie. I'll see Mason and put my cards on the table, and then I'll see you. Sleep tight, Kitty.
Well, Don Halverson's decision to put his cards on the table is too late. Because Kate already knows her friend in the next cell is actually a policewoman. And now, as Kate lies on her cot, stares at her window, sees the iron bars like black stripes against the moonlight.
I should have told Mr. Mason, but what could I tell him? That Lieutenant Halverson had been nice to me, and I liked him so very much. And when I learned what he did, when I learned Mary isn't my friend, but that she's spying for Don, spying on me. What could I say? That it hurt? Oh, it does hurt. Oh, Don, you said you believed. You said you were going to help me. You promised. But all the time, you were lying. You only wanted to send me to prison. I ought to hate you, but I don't. I just hurt. I could tell myself to hate you, but I can't. Oh, Don, if you'd only told me you didn't believe me. If only you hadn't lied to me.
Well, you know, Don Halverson asked Mary Moriarty to spy on Kate only because Don wants to help the girl. You know, Don plans to put his cards on the table with Perry Mason and Kate. But Kate feels hurt and humiliated. And as we shall learn, well, by all means hear tomorrow's important and dramatic development.